Now, we could go through the lyrics of someone like Taylor Swift, all her songs, and you would struggle to pass the test for any of her songs, judging it by this verse.
Welcome to the Strength in Truth podcast. There are so many different views on music. Does it really matter what music we listen to? Does it really matter what music we worship to? Listen on as these questions are examined in a Bible study at Bethel Strict Baptist Chapel, South Chard, on Sunday, the 26th of May, 2024.
Does it really matter what kind of music we listen to? And what does God's Word have to say about music and about singing? As you know, when you listen to songs, they often get stuck in your head, and the words that you hear can be going round and round in your head for a whole day after you've heard a certain song that's catchy and sticks in your mind. The words that we hear do have an effect on us. They have an effect on our souls. If we're constantly listening to music and the lyrics in that music, then those words are going to have an impact on us. And again, you might say, well, it's just a small thing, listening to music, it doesn't really affect me. But we see that in the Bible, it says that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. Just as in the case there of leaven, it can completely cause the bread to be ruined. And so even things that we think are small or that we don't need to worry too much about, often those things can have a bigger impact on us than we think. Regardless of whether we feel that we are a Christian or whether we're a church member or whoever we are, these things are important, not only for the believer who should be desiring to live in a way that pleases God, but also if we can't call ourselves a believer, we haven't that assurance, then surely if we're seeking God, then we need to know about things that would corrupt our minds and make us further from Him. And surely we would be desiring to live in a way that brings us closer to God rather than further away if we're truly seeking Him. So what does the Bible have to say about music? Now, music is mentioned in many places in the Bible. We have it throughout the Old Testament. And if you turn to Psalm 150, it says, praise Him for His mighty acts. And then in verse 3, praise Him with the sound of the trumpet, praise Him with the psaltery and harp, praise Him with the timbrel and dance, praise Him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise Him upon the loud cymbals. Praise Him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. And then if we go to the New Testament and to Ephesians and chapter 5 and verse 18, says this, and be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. So in both these verses, we see that music and singing are good things. But from both those verses, the music, the singing, is praise to God. It's centered on praising God. That's the main purpose of it, is praising God. So if we compare this to a lot of modern music, the lyrics, the words in the songs of many modern songs, it's not praising God. Often it's not even promoting things that are good. It's often promoting the opposite. It's often promoting a lifestyle and things that are completely opposite to God's word and things that are right and good as shown by God's word. So if we turn to the chapter that we just read, Philippians 4 and verse 8, it says this: "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things." Now, there are many other verses that we could use, but this verse is a good verse to use to test the music that we listen to by. Are the things that are being said in the words, are they honest? Are they pure? Are they lovely? And are they of good report? Now, we could go through the lyrics of someone like Taylor Swift, all her songs, and you would struggle to pass the test for any of her songs, judging it by this verse. But then again, there are also many modern songs that sometimes have good lyrics. And so in that situation, do you do, and how do you approach it? So it's not just the lyrics. There's also styles of music. Now, you'll know that certain styles of music create different emotions. So, well, they use different styles of music in films to, when the scene is, say, a scary scene, they'll use a certain style of music then, and then a happy scene and another style of music. So just even the style of music promotes emotions in us. And so certain styles, we listen to them and they are chaotic. They're not peaceful. The style of music itself is really associated with, sometimes, say, rap music is associated with violence, and it makes just the style of music itself makes people almost angry. And so, again, we can come back to this verse. Is it lovely? Does it make us desire God more? Does it make us desire His word more? Or does it make us do the opposite, think the opposite? And we can test what we listen to by this. Is it praising God and His word? Is it praising His ways and the ways that His word teach? Or is it praising man? Is it putting man on a pedestal, making us idolize the things of this life? Again, with music styles, if we look at Titus and Titus chapter 1 and 2, there it's talking about what pastors should be like, or what a bishop should be like, and what the people in the church should be like. In Titus 2 and verse 2, it says that the aged men are to be sober, grave, temperate, sound, in faith, in charity, in patience. And in verse 3, it says about the women in the church, and then it says about the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children. And some of the music styles, different types of music, really seem to be anything but matching those kind of words. Chaotic styles of music do not seem to be the kind of thing, the kind of music that is leading somebody to be in the way that God's word tells His people, instructs His people how they should be. So that's a bit about the music that we listen to personally. But what then about music in worship? So you'll have seen from Psalm 150 that it says about all sorts of instruments, praising with cymbals, and we don't have any of those instruments in our services. But we are to remember that we're in the New Testament. We are a New Testament church here. And the Old Testament church, the children of Israel, were under something called the Old Covenant, and they worshipped in a very different way. They had the temple worship, and they had all the different rituals, and altar of incense, and candlesticks, and all these things which they were to do in that worship. But we don't do those things anymore, because those things that they used in worship, so the tabernacle worship with all its the altar and different things that they had, they were pointing to what Jesus would do on the cross and in his life. And Jesus has come, and so we don't worship in that way anymore. When we look into the Bible to see how we should worship in the New Testament, we need to look at how the New Testament church worshipped. And if we turn to Matthew 26 and verse 30, we have the well-known verse that is said after every Lord's Supper. And when they had sung an hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. And this was after the first Lord's Supper which Jesus had with his disciples. So the singing of hymns or psalms was something that the New Testament church did, and it's well known through history that the New Testament church, they sang without instruments. And even the Jews that weren't Christians, they sang without instruments. They didn't have all the cymbals and the trumpets and things that were used in the Old Testament. Now, we don't sing without instruments here. We have an organ normally, but the organ really is just used to guide the singing and make it, keep it orderly. But as you'll know, many churches that you go to, they'll normally have a worship band or a choir at the front, and obviously that's very different to the way in which we sing hymns here. But the church is to be separate. It's not meant to just copy the fashions of the world and just go along with everything that is popular. So if we go to 2 Corinthians and chapter 6 and verse 17, says this: "Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you." The church shouldn't be just importing what is popular at the time, but it is to be distinct. It's not just to do what it's always done, but it is to be distinct. And so worship shouldn't be worldly, but it should be that which glorifies God. Again, remembering the words that we read in Titus, when we think of it being sober, many music styles cannot be said to be sober. And so how can it be said that they are a sober way to worship God if we're just worshiping in the same style as modern rock music? It's not sober and it's not distinct. But many people will argue about these things and bring all sorts of different points of view. But coming back to Ephesians and chapter 5, verse 19. This is the instruction to the church. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs and singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. So this is a challenge to the church, to us individually. We might have all the right things in place, but when we're singing, are we making melody in our hearts to the Lord? So often when we're singing, we can barely be even concentrating on the words or taking them in. But true praise to God when singing is to be making melody in our hearts burning in us with the words that we're saying in praise to God. And do we know anything of that? And if we don't, then may God bless us with that praise when we sing, that burning inside, that love to the Lord, as the words that we speak are in tune with the desires of our hearts.
Thanks for joining us today. Look out for the next episode soon. And remember to subscribe, like, or follow the podcast to get notified each time a new episode is uploaded. And if you're enjoying the podcast, then consider sharing it with your family and friends. That's all for this episode. So until next time, goodbye.